Yes, I do.
Okay, now, is that...
Thank you.
Well, let me get a minute or two here.
Maybe we add a way.
Well, that'll go get going. So, we had a few things that I thought we should talk about, although we don't really have a, what I think would be the quorum to vote on things, but I think the three of us can work through some issues. I put these just in order of the way I was thinking about them, because it has been proposed that Rich Volo come on as a member of the CAC. Is that true, Rich?
That's what I've heard.
All right, good. And I would like to make sure we're all on board with that.
So we can't
sounds
really. Should we ask them to leave the room so that we can discuss it?
In a secret ballot, yes, I'm sure.
No, so we can't really vote on it because we don't have a quorum, right?
Right, but I think.
Do we have his information?
Yes.
What do you have?
We have his credit.
His
bona fides or something?
Pardon me?
Do you want to give your spiel or something for the minutes?
Oh.
Or, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Rich Volo. I was alderman last 2 years. While I was alderman, some of the things that I accomplished was the city took the pledge for the climate smart communities, and that goes into the next item on this agenda. But there's other initiatives that I helped push forward, the solar panels, the electric car chargers, the... what else? We did a couple other things. We went to the recycling conference, the solar conference, so there were a few other things. I was approached to be on the CAC board. I said, sure, why not? I have some extra time. this is near and dear to my heart, so it is something that I would be interested in doing. I have met with the Cornell Cooperative Group. We have gone through I went to the Climate Smart Communities Conference about a year or so ago to find out, you know, what the whole thing is all about. What happens basically is that the New York State DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, gives out around $5 million in grants every year. Those grants are based upon certain criteria. And what this Climate Smart Communities thing is that you document all of the steps that the city has taken to move forward on various climate smart initiatives. And there's a whole website that you go in and it lists all the documentation. But part of the other things I did too, we did the climate energy initiatives, and there's a subset of this group that I got a few other things passed too, like the solar panel permit through code enforcement. So there's a few other things that, anyway, you go through the list, you document things that the city has already done. You upload the documentation up to the website. You submit it like once or twice a year. They go through your documentation. They approve it. You get points. The more points you have, the more chances you have of getting these DEC grants that become available. It would be a shame for us not to do it.
Absolutely.
As a city, because it's basically, you jump through hoops. And you get the documentation necessary for them, and that you then apply for the grants. part of the Cornell Cooperative. They have a grant, a covert grant that they're working on. But there's all these grants that come up.
Right? Is it covert or culvert?
Sorry. Yes, I missed that. But
underground.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, I'm not working on that one, so fair enough. I shouldn't even be working on it. But yeah, anyway, so and part of this climate smart process is after you take the pledge, you get together a project manager, and you put together a team. That team has to meet a few times a year to go over what list of documentation is required, and then you just, it's a task, it's a working committee of a group of people. So that would be part of this role. And we went through, Cornell and I, went through the list, and we think that we can get to a certain level by the July submission date. That we think we could get like 120 points, that brings us to like bronze or something like that, if we put all that documentation together by July. So, and I think that, there are certain things which the city has already done, like we have a farmer's market. We just need to document it that we have, that the city supports a farmer's market. There was electricity audit done. We have to document that was done. So a lot of these things it's just a matter of documentation. Yeah.
All right. So, all in favor of promoting this worthy applicant to the bench?
I can't really take it.
Well, in any case, I think we're all in agreement. But the real action is taken by the common council, and certainly we would all agree that the next step would be for the council to facilitate that.
Well, and I do think that others have chimed in by email.
Yes.
Yay, Rich.
Right.
Okay. I mean, could the resolution be put forward this month or next month? Does that have to come out of committee? This committee?
Well, we're not a council committee.
No, that's initiated by.
That's an issue for the council. And is that an answer you can give, Tom?
I don't see any reason why not.
All right, good. Well, that's the. Pardon me?
The CAC would recommend that.
Correct.
The council.
Exactly. So that's the status. The other thing that has come up, which is the a recommendation that Rich be appointed to be what is required under the Climate Smart Communities program is to have a point person that will be the contact person for the city. In the nature of the program. Now, ideally, this is not an elected official. So the mayor and common council members and so forth come and go. And 2 years from now, they could be different people. So it's best to have somebody who is not currently elected to anything to be on it. And so the suggestion has come up that Rich be also appointed to that role, which he has volunteered to do. Michael.
Yeah, I guess just speaking as the mayor's aide in the mayor's office, I'm really excited that you've been working on this and to bring this forward. I guess I also just want to, share some of the work that the mayor's office has been doing. Hillary and I, we talked about this, I think, right off the bat, that pretty much immediately in the mayor's administration, he and I met with DEC and talked about Climate Smart Communities and talked about this grant and talked about collaborating with Cornell Cooperative Extension and moving this forward. We worked with Cornell Cooperative Extension to sort of submit, they don't call it a grant, but it's basically a grant to DEC to get Cornell Cooperative to fund this.
Right.
I think that's probably the best place to sort of design who is managing this task force would be the mayor's office. So I think it's really exciting that people are wanting to get involved. I would love to see one or two members from the CAC as part of that committee, but I would I think the city is better served by having the chief executive of the city sort of figure out who would sort of coordinate and moved forward with that project.
No,
but if the CAC has members that want to serve, that's great. I would love to hear that. You know, I think I emailed you all about that already. And if you have specific recommendations for what the plan should be, whether or not you're on that task force, I also think that's great.
Super.
So let's just say that we're that Rich hasn't made that it's not about, we're just talking about representatives of the city. So in principle, those could be two different people, like adding somebody to this to the CAC and you from the mayor's office appointing somebody to be head of Climate Smart.
Correct.
Okay. So and okay, so they can be done separately, but also happen to be the same, might be the same person.
Could be the same person, right. But
okay. I just wanted to make sure that nothing was excluding the other.
Totally. Yeah. So
okay.
What I was just saying is that I
don't
think
they don't have to overlap and they
but they could.
They could.
Okay. That's what I was
saying.
They don't
need to be distinct either. So
okay.
All right. So, but that's, I think, you know, what the emails you were passing around might have shown was that if somebody wants to volunteer to be the point person on that, then that's a wonderful thing. Would you like to go into discussion of what your document is about?
Oh, sure. What this is, just so the top notes, that I pulled together a grant that was, that's to the DEC for a tree inventory for the entire city, street trees and park trees. And it's in the name of the city, not in the name of the CAC. The CAC is a partner to the city in it, and in it, it was written by somebody, me, that we would though take on the onus of administering the grant should we get it. We won't even know until May if we get it or not. But we committed in that grant application as CAC, we CAC committed to doing a program whether we get the grant or not. That this, that 2020 is the year of the tree. And so we have planned some projects. And so each meeting I update this document as far as how each of the things are going. And so the draft of the tree ordinance, that's a continued work, and Angela and Dale and Michael, and I put in a little input, but we've been working on that. So that's ongoing. Becoming Tree City USA is ongoing, and can't happen until we have a tree board and an ordinance and other things. But our Arbor Day Earth Day event has moved forward. We have the library community room reserved on Saturday the 18th in the afternoon. And the panel is almost complete. We'll have Gail Whitworth-Laird from Star Waterhouse talking on the topic of the streetscape. Tammy Price, a wildlife biologist from Columbia County Soil and Water Conservation District. And we haven't really refined exactly what she wants to talk about, but it will definitely include the importance of soil and water, water absorption, soil retention. But also she has, she's a wildlife biologist, so she'll speak to the importance that even an urban forest is habitat for wildlife, that birds and bees don't see city limit lines and things like that. We'll have a representative from Cornell Cooperative Extension. I just re-emailed the person who's coordinating that, and we don't know who it is yet, but they definitely said it will be somebody. And it might be somebody who actually does volunteer work for Cornell Cooperative, but also represents CLC, Columbia Land Conservancy. So that might end up being one person, which Michael could probably identify right now going, oh, that must be this person on that matrix. I don't know who Donna was thinking of. And then our DEC forester, Scott Moxham, can't come. He probably will come in fall when we do a fall thing. He will send information and handouts and all for people. So we'll still, between us, we'll still need to do certain things. Anybody who can be available that day, make sure that we'll have projectors set up and microphone and set up the room, be there at 1:30 and then it starts at 2, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then our June excitement is working with the third graders at the elementary school with Marlene Parmentier's class, and Brenda Schufeld from the library will be working with us. We met yesterday about it. We pulled together our curriculum, and it's going to be rough. It's going to be a lot of fun. Basically, we're planning on doing the same program as was done 2 years ago, and adding in, they do a section where they learn about trees, the section where they read about trees, and then they have all of these pictures of street trees in Hudson, and they each go off with a piece of fabric and draw something, and then they sew it all together and they make this big mural. And Brenda was suggesting it would be really nice if some representative of the children of the class could come and present it to at a common council meeting to say this is what we've done. And so we need to talk about that if that's a possibility. And we're talking with the school, since they just redesigned a lot of the school grounds, I want to ask, I'm drafting a letter to ask that if it would be possible that they hold off on planting the tree and save it for the children to do, make sure it's okay that it would be a smaller tree so that the children can deal with it. But to actually reserve a spot for the children to fill in and plant a tree. So that's how that program is going. When I get back from my vacation, I will write that draft letter and make sure that I go through the, apparently there's protocol to be pay attention to about who to ask first in the Hudson City School District to get permissions. And how to go about that. So I'm just learning about that. So I will draft that letter and run it by everybody here, but also with Brenda and the third grade teacher. Most importantly, the third grade teacher, because it's her class. So that's where all that is. And the last page is a picture of the mural they made a couple of years ago with you can see Jonathan in the background. He's the tallest kid in the class.
Yeah, the only one with facial hair.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. So that's how those projects are going. And then we do have planned in the autumn at about the same time, probably before, the annual street tree planting happens, we will have the tree planting and care for another event.
Last time I said I was available on that Arbor Day, and I just have to double check if it's not a work thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing two tree care forums.
Well, the...
One in the spring and one in August.
Right, and the one in the spring is really a celebration of Arbor Day. It's a lot more educational, but also letting people know that they can, you know, having applications for street trees and the Galvin Foundation offer and everything like that available. But also people might have just come in with questions about a backyard tree, which is fine. It doesn't have to be about street trees.
Right.
It's about what do I do in the situation, or what would you recommend I plant? I have, you know, this much space, but I want to shade my building because, you know, from the heat. You know, just things like that, just to get the juices running and get people to want to get their hands in the dirt and grow things.
Wonderful. Super. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, given that the tree ordinance is part of the overall forestry-related goals, check that off because it's in progress, the editing and the massaging of that document.
I have three nitpicky things. Three trees I would take off the list that are just not native trees, and they're not like terribly invasive, but they're...
Oh, from the actual list of trees that we already
have. Yeah, I don't know if we can still edit that.
Of course.
Right.
New York City's list is supposed to be like a good model, and they have them on it, so it's like, you know... 61.5 for me, every kind of thing, but I just think, why promote non-native trees?
Yeah, I'm just curious, which one about it?
The one is the tree lilac.
Oh, I just planted one.
It's pretty, but it's not native, and there's
some
hint that it's starting to become invasive. There's a European musclewood or European hornbeam. It's like, it's pretty, I don't think it's come across as non-native, but why plant it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some people do plant the native hornbeam as a street shrub, so I just have that instead.
Right.
And the other I only remember writing down the Latin name, and it's hard to pronounce. I could probably find it pretty quick.
Lilac in just
in
time before the list changes.
Before this jerk gets up.
No. I did talk with Dale about it in advance, and he said, yeah, it's on the list, really shouldn't be, but if you want one.
He said that too?
I think
so.
No, I think he knows that there's some that should come off the list.
So, let's see. What's this called in English? Called Rutaria paniculata. Golden rain tree.
Oh, yeah, I have the tree.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's from Asia.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way these things go is we're like, I'll just plant it. There's no invasiveness. And then 10 years later, we find out that's the worst invasive we have.
Right.
So just get ahead and game on that.
I don't let get out of control.
I mean, it's hard to imagine.
That's when you plant it in front of the house?
Yeah.
She knew I was coming. She just planted all the invasives.
That's why you have it so well protected.
I have it very well protected because of snow plows.
No,
Okay. Postcards. Now, I don't think I've seen an actual copy of it. Did I miss that?
No, I thought David was bringing that tonight.
Okay. So that needs to be tabled for the moment. And then I think one of the things I wanted to mention here is that the County Environmental Management Council has an annual event that they call the Earthkeepers Award, in which we recognize people who have done significant things in the realm of environment here in the county, and over the years these have been farmers and other people that have done various things. And I thought I'd, you know, spread the word to those of us on this committee and invite your nominations. I'll send you all the document that goes along with this to specify what sort of characteristics are involved. For example, you can't nominate yourself. It's a good public education opportunity, and also to recognize people who have done exemplary work in this field. So I think it's worth picking up and seeing what else we can do with it.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that I was approached about the other day, that I didn't put on the list here, is people associated with the Perfect 10 Girls program have approached me and said, could they participate in some way with our tree activities? Hmm. And I wasn't sure what they might do, but certainly this is the older segment of their system. That would be, let's say, 13 to 16-year-old girls. And Whitney, if you know her, I'm forgetting her last name right now, but she's one of the instructors over there. She approached me and said, you know, what can we do to involve the girls in this sort of program?
Great.
And I said, we'd get back to her. Would you handle that for me?
Yeah, you want me to?
I'll send you the contact info.
I will definitely do that.
The more participants to them?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing was, I've seen our promotional document on the wall for new members at the library, among other places. I wonder, do we have any other inquiries about that? Tom, have you heard anything more from other prospective members in our our group? Has a announcement or anything been made to the members of the Common Council?
Sure.
Would you mind just saying a couple of words about it at your meetings, just to say,
I have at their meeting, yes.
Great, thank you. Okay. Well, more merry. We have ability to take on as much as 9 people, if my understanding is correct, in this body. So if we come across other people that might be interesting in helping out, that would be appreciated.
Are we doing that?
Seven. Okay. So we have another two seats.
Could be 8.
Right. Well, if when Rich comes on, that'll be 8.
Yeah.
And so we have one more. Okay. So it's not super short. But.
And basically, we couldn't vote on him because we didn't have enough people, and then we were sort of saying the
It's not our job anyway.
We don't even recommend.
We can. I mean, the 3 of us all think it's a wonderful idea. So, but the actual role as defined in the local law is for the Common Council to appoint.
Okay.
So, and then the other thing that that we need to have is for somebody to volunteer among the ranks of the CAC to be the permanent chairperson. What we've been doing the last few meetings is just rotating the responsibility, which works as far as it goes, but I think the general feeling is that it would be better to have continuity of responsibility so that somebody could plan ahead more than one meeting and to guide us through larger scale, longer term projects. Which, you know, we're very happy to have had available to us, especially with the natural resource inventory, which took quite a while and, you know, was helped by having a consistent focal point for the leadership. to volunteer. Michael?
I wasn't volunteering, but I was going to offer a note. I'd like to see that I might also split up like the way that you might conceptualize the chair as two separate things. So one is that I think it's just sort of logistically helpful to have an official chair of a body to be like, that's the point of contact.
Right.
But sometimes chairs can function more like how sometimes people think of secretaries. Like the bare minimum of a chair could be, you know what, like, this is the person that external people email or phone call, whoever, and then that person will make sure that the whole body knows about it.
Mm.
And that they're sort of like just keeping everybody in touch. And so I would say that in some ways, like, that could be the minimum requirement, is to go like this. Would somebody commit to doing that for the next year?
Sure.
Just be like, when I'll make sure that everybody's in touch, and strategic planning is also super important, and it's great to have that. Arguably, that doesn't have to be the same person as the chair, or arguably, I would say that it's also maybe more intimidating, I'm not sure. So I would say that it's possible you could have a chair who would just be like, I'll make sure that I'll be the point of contact, and even they could rotate who still facilitates, and not, I think arguably the chair doesn't have to facilitate every meeting, but you could just be like, I'll be the point of contact. And but I also agree it's really helpful to have one or multiple people thinking about a long-term strategy around a longer planning, so I don't want to take that away. But.
Thank you.
Can we nominate somebody who's not here?
Well, you don't have
in absentia,
yes.
Yeah.
Well,
in absentia.
We'll have to send her an email or something and say you've been appointed.
We need a secretary to
Yes. Well, in any event, we have an email address, which is, you know, cac@cityofhudson.org.
And is it only one person has access?
Well, I all of those emails come to me, just because I just changed who it forwards to. Tom, do you have a question or comment?
I've been getting all of Jonathan's emails, and I usually circulate them to everybody.
That were addressed specifically to Jonathan, or addressed to the CAC?
I think it was addressed to. That's a good question.
I'll bet you're getting Jonathan's specific emails.
All right. And I do share them with everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Well, it's. I don't know how, it doesn't feel like we've used that master address a whole lot in the last few months, but just, by the way, when I took over maintenance of the CAC computer, I updated all the software programs and rearranged, you know, whose name was on various things from a software licensing point of view and so forth. So that at least is something I'm, at least to that level, I'm already doing.
So, sounds good.
Would you like to be chair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in that extent, I can do that, yes.
Okay, that's on your agenda for next month.
Is the chair elected by the body?
Yeah. Or we could appoint you. I'll check, make sure.
Okay. Now, any other question?
If anybody else wanted it, they didn't show up to the
test. There's a lot of competition for this role. It's more like a negative competition. Sir?
One more comment, if that's okay. The CAC, just wanted to make sure everyone knows that the CAC does have a website, the City of Hudson website, and if you feel like you need help maintaining that, I can't necessarily make like a forever commitment, but I will certainly make a shorter term commitment that if you have some things that you want to update on site, because you're doing really great work, and I think even the announcement that you're looking for members, I don't think is there. But also if you want to describe what you're doing so members could join,
yes,
you might want to update it. So I'm happy to sort of help make that happen if somebody wants to do that.
Okay, well let's plan on that.
I looked, I just Googled the CAC, and I got an old page. So So I don't know if that's still there. It had like Nick Tsakos as a member.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else is in the chair. Yeah. So.
Well, yes, we really do need to have that updated.
But then there's also the updated one. So there's okay, two yeah. floating.
Like an old one floating around there.
You want me to send you that link?
Sure.
Well, Tom, would you like to, as a task, focus on making sure we're up to date on the website in coordination with Michael?
Sure. So, like, maybe put, I don't know if the documents or just like little notes about what we're working on.
Sure.
Minutes?
Or really? We could have links to documents if that feels appropriate. I mean,
cool. Maybe not the ones that haven't been approved or something, but.
Right, yeah, I think we should, I mean, like my little report to amongst ourselves.
Right.
It's more kind of keeping.
Maybe a summary like year of the tree.
Maybe we should come up with things like that. And then when David has the flyer about the tree forum, we should definitely do that. Things like we have to be careful, like with the third grade class, because we can't post pictures of children without permissions.
Right.
So we would want to be aware of. But I think that. We should do some thinking about this content. What would we like to? There's a link to the NRI.
Mm-hmm.
There's we want to put up the looking for members.
Mm-hmm.
We want to announce the programs we're doing and something about the year of the tree. So.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, to begin with, and just to make sure the stuff is up to date, whatever
right.
is on there.
Yeah.
So, cool. All right.
I'll poke around, but that probably won't make changes until the next meeting, because
if you find something that is definitely wrong or out of date, I would say take the initiative. And,
I don't know if I have webmaster access.
Well, you have to Michael, he'll help out.
I think probably most of the stuff there is accurate. It's just more like you might have stuff that's not. You might have some things that you aren't there, or you want to change the language of it. But I mean, my like broad strokes is you don't. I think it's common for city government websites. They don't really explain what the things are. So like even like if you go to the CAC page, there isn't like a. The CAC does the following thing, which I think is true. Like, I think that the tourism board also doesn't do that. I think it's like it's sort of set up for insiders, so it's like you can get minutes, but it's hard to get like what is the CAC or what are you trying to do.
Exactly. There ought to be an overview section that says this is what it's about.
And you can get a link to the NRI document, but again, it's a lot of information. It's just like here's the document, which is cool that you can get the document, but why would you want to?
It doesn't. Yeah, there's no sort of short description of. What it is,
right.
Why we.
Okay. And so I could see that being really perfectly for this tree project, right? Like the documents that you're presenting here is great for you all.
Yeah.
But like it's probably the thing that you most important thing for people is to be like, you know, I'm really thinking about trees. Even in an urban area, trees really matter. So like here's what we're thinking about is like how we're planting trees, how we're maintaining our trees, we're working on a grant. Like so those kind of broad strokes would be like a cool addition to that page.
Yeah.
But also
yeah.
not, you know, it's. There's a lot of things to do, so I also don't want to like burden you with that. But if you want my help, I'm happy to help do that.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy when I'm back. I would love to pull together a document or a page or whatever it is, the information about the Year of the Tree and the different events we're planning, even if we don't have solid dates for them yet, and why we're doing it, and the importance of trees in the urban environment, that kind of thing. And then I'd send it in an email to everybody and make sure that everybody was cool with what it was. And
Wonderful.
Then say, okay, Tom, can you and Michael run with this and get it up? So,
We have this document, what is Hudson's Conservation Advisory Council, but that's like buried and probably another click, you know, that people don't want to do, so maybe like taking some of that language and pop it right near the top. That's cool. Just watch it.
Thank you everybody for attending. I think